So we are going to be playing through a fifth level adventure called Hops to It.
I like it.
Yes.
Okay.
And it was written by Kristen Seikaly. I don't know. S-E-I-K-A-L-Y.
Seikaly?
Yes.
We'll go with that.
Yeah, let's go with that. Yeah.
This is a 3 to 4 hour adventure for fifth level characters. And let me see. I'm just going to go ahead and jump right in here, guys. We're going to do this 3 to 4 hour adventure. We're going to knock out in about an hour and a half.
Oh my God.
So the usual.
Be fun.
So quit the bullshit down to a minimum. Okay.
I picked the most bullshit character though.
Which is why you're going to do great.
Absolutely. And with that in mind, introduce your character.
Well, man, I am Swampy. I'm a Circle of the Spores druid, and you can meet him in any back alley by the forest to, procure some very interesting plans.
Nice.
He's a shrew mage.
And with that maniacal laugh, Jake, you have the floor.
All right, you can all call me Vorin. I am a dragonborn artificer, and I am the last member of a guild called the Stonegear Tribe.
Excellent. And Alex?
My name is Gursk, and I'm a monk goblin. Grew up on the streets. Kind of an urchin kind of guy. And being a goblin, nobody likes me, but I'm becoming a monk, trying to calm myself down. So that I can get along with everybody. That's me.
Excellent. And Sean?
Well, I'll be bringing back a rather seasoned character from our previous adventures named Archibald Stormbound, who you might recall has a rather unique fondness for tea and does not care for it being interrupted. He has been recently transplanted to the continent after spending most of his life thus far with his rather well-to-do aristocratic family, and is basically here because he's bored.
And saving the best for last, our newest recruit, Marissa.
Well, I am playing Mal. Mal is a furball who decided to take up adventuring because she saw signs in the stars. And she is a Circle of the Stars druid.
How many druids do we got?
Double druid all the way, baby.
Nice.
We have two druids and a persnickety rich man. Let's do this. Well,
I should specify the persnickety rich man is a sorcerer. I was relying way too much on everybody's long-term memory. No, he's wealthy as well because it's aristocratic family, so he's old money.
Oh
no!
He don't need no job.
Yeah, I should also specify Archibald is a bronze dragonborn.
So we have two dragonborns and two druids.
We do. Yeah.
three magic users, two dragonborns.
And a goblin.
And a goblin.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
It's all right, everybody. I can get along.
I actually speak goblin.
Me too.
Well, I hope.
I do. It works.
All right. So, without further ado, everybody is on your way to this town. Let's just say, for S's and G's, that Swampy.
Yeah, man.
You received a letter from your old buddy, Roland Parker.
Oh, Roland, he and I go way back.
And so, as y'all are walking to the town, you're just kind of thumbing through the parchment that you got from him. Says, "This is Roland Parker. Something is wrong in our town. A strange magic is taking over. Please come quickly. I can offer you a lot."
Whoa. Looks like Swampy's got an adventure.
You arrive in the town, and the first thing you notice is that there's a huge festival going on. Swampy, you know from your travels and your history with this town that the big export, it's Hops Festival. Here we go. It is time for the annual Ale Fest in the south of Faerun. Locals and travelers alike partake in food, fun, and, of course, ale. Everybody walks into town, and you see a couple of different games that you can partake in. You see an arm wrestling area, a little booth there. You see a sharpshooting booth and a pie-eating contest booth. Further along, you also see the town tavern, pretty much right there in the town center. What do y'all want to do?
Well, Swampy's going to find somebody to sell some plants to.
So there's a pie-eating contest?
There is.
Yeah, Gersk is in for that.
Okay.
Gersk, he's going to go eat pie.
So the pie-eating contest there has enough pies for everyone that's going to be participating. Gersk, you're waiting in line for your turn. And meanwhile, Swampy, you see a couple of halflings. Can you roll a perception check for me?
Absolutely. Swampy got a 16.
With a 16, you can definitely tell these two halflings are pretty, hate to use the term, but they were pretty green. They're pretty new. And you can definitely sucker them into purchasing some of your stuff.
Oh, Swampy likes suckers. All right. Hey, guys. You looking to have a good time here at the Ale Fest, but don't want to spend a lot of cash?
Oh, yeah, of course. We're always looking for a good opportunity. Here we are with our ale. It's nice ale. What do you say?
Oh, well, I know it goes perfectly with ale. I've got some plants that might do you good. I've got some magic mushrooms.
Oh, yay. Magic mushrooms, you say? What's so magic about them?
They're going to make you see whatever god you want to see, man.
I don't believe you at all.
Well, you know what they say. The first taste is free. So Swampy's going to start ritual casting plant growth.
All right.
I'm going to throw some spores on the ground and then go, whoa, 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 man, whoa, whoa. His eyes are going to glow all sorts of multi-technicolors. All right. And then, you know, in about 10 minutes, there's some mushrooms there.
All right, so they're watching this growing for the next 10 minutes. Let me see. I'm going to roll. What should I roll for this?
Some dice.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you, genius.
Welcome.
2021, people. All right, so I'm going to roll insight. And my dude's got a 4.
Oh, yeah. Total suckers.
They're totally enthralled, man. They are not budging. They are just tuned in to what you're throwing at them, man. So they're in, you know, they drop.
How much are you asking for all this?
Well, man, like I said, the first one's free. If you two want to split it and tell me how you feel, then we can talk coin after that.
All right. Next they're going to roll is Constitution save throw. And let me see. I'm going to put a DC of 15 on that. They got a 9. They are in. You officially made shroomatics out of them.
Hey, man, all I'm asking for is one gold piece of shroom.
Here's 3.
There's 3. You boys have yourself a nice rest of the ale festival.
And they quickly bolt out of there. And so while this is going on, Gersk finally makes it down. He makes it to his seat. He's sitting down. And Gersk, you see an assortment of fruit pies. And what we're going to do is have you pair up with, or no, have you go toe-to-toe with 5 other contestants.
All right. I'm going to eat this thing like I'm a goblin. It's going to be nasty, and they're not going to like it.
Alrighty. And so we're going to roll a constitution saving throw just to devour the pie.
All right. I got a 17.
Okay. With a 17 passes, you're wolfing it down, and you happen to watch out of the corner of your eye that 4 of them are keeping up with you. However, you do see a kobold there. You know, he's trying to force the pie down, and he's out. He's like, no, 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 no. He just keels over, passes right out.
Aha.
And they put the next pie down. Next pie is going to be lemon meringue. Roll me another constitution save throw.
I can do that. Hold on, I fell off the table. All right, I got a 7.
With a 7,
not my best.
No, with a 7, you're still going. You're trying to work through that second pie. And meanwhile, the other 4 contestants are now pulling ahead to the next pie. Roll again.
All right. 15.
All right, with a 15, you finish that pie. However, the other two of the other contestants, they end up falling, keeling over. They're like, that's it. You know, they're starting to fall behind, and one of them actually starts, like, burping up a little bit of the pie back. All right, roll again.
Okay. That is a 21.
With a 21, you pull ahead. You look over. One contestant barfs on the other contestant, and it's game over after that. Then that guy barfs on each other, and then they turn into a barf-a-rama, and you win.
Suckers. I'm a pie. I keep eating my pie. Grew up on the street. You never let food go to waste.
And congratulations. You win 4 gold pieces.
All right. 4 gold. What am I going to do with all this wealth?
Your nickname should be Chunk.
Love Chunk. But I'm a little goblin. Where do I put that in?
Your pocket.
2021, folks.
20. That's gonna be our catchphrase.
Anything. 2021.
Yeah. 2021. The title of the episode.
Oh, dude, hell yeah! That's gonna be the title. Hell yeah! Good call, man.
2021, folks.
Okay, just pause real quick.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah.
We're pausing.
Yeah, pause real quick. Kitty, introduce your character. Welcome.
Hi, I'm Silk Whispertoes. So Spook Whispertoes is a lightfoot halfling, has a monk background, but has been kicked out numerous times and taken back into a monastery of lightfoot halflings. And he's escaped again. He's out and about, guys. Watch out. He's out for mischief.
Behold, the devil hath entered.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
What was the name again?
Spook Whispertoes.
Spook Whispertoes. I love it.
Yes. One of the freakiest characters that I've ever had the pleasure of DMing for.
And sticking with our theme tonight of pears.
Yes. Yes. Monks, dragonborns, and druids.
You got to collect the set, you know, sticking with pears.
Oh, just wait. All right, so everybody makes your way towards the tavern where you see the tavern owner, Jacob Newell. Let me see. You see he comes out of the tavern and he just looks around. Yeah, the ale is now available. And just automatically you see all the townspeople lining up for the ale. And this also means that y'all have to purchase your ale too. You're talking about 1 silver. It's very good ale. So everyone's just kind of waiting. Y'all are just standing by while you're watching everything.
Do I perhaps see my friend who wrote me the letter?
Perception check?
That's going to be an 8 from Swampy. He's a little fucked up now.
Yeah, just kind of hitting the shrooms a little bit too much on that last one. Maybe some of the pores got on your fingers or something.
That plus the ale, not a good combination.
No, you don't. Unfortunately, you don't see him. However, you do see something very peculiar.
I'm sure I am.
As you're watching all the people, all the townsfolk that are waiting in line to go in to get their ale, they're coming back out of the tavern with their ales in their hands. You see everyone, and these are huge lines. I mean, you're talking like a 20-minute wait time, you know, and you're about 10 minutes waiting in line. And then you see some of the people coming out. They're hanging out, talking to their boys, talking to their peeps, you know, talking to their families, girls, whatever. And you notice something. Swampy, roll me a pair of D6s.
Pair of D6s. That's going to be an 8.
Oh, no. What's the score on each of them? Sorry.
Okay, give me just a sec.
Yeah.
I got a 4 and a 6.
Okay. A couple of the people that are drinking their ale, 2 of them. You know, these 2 guys are going back and forth. They're howling. They're laughing. They're having a great time, hooting and hollering. One of them, you see him shifting into a mastiff.
Oh my god, that dude just turned into a dog.
And his buddy turned into a giant frog.
Oh man, far out.
And you look around and you see everyone else starts turning into other animals.
God damn, I love being a druid. Druid.
Mal, can you give me a perception check?
That is a 15.
Okay. Damn. I didn't expect you to get so high so quick. Okay, with the 15, you see the same thing too. You know, you're starting to see a bunch of the people that are drinking the ale quickly turning into all sorts of animals. Black bear, deer, goat, ape, again, more mastiffs, more giant frogs, just an assortment of different things that are just crazily just happening in front of everyone's eyes. You do notice out of the corner of your eye, hold on a second. Oh yeah, most definitely. You notice out of all the people, there's this one in particular that seems a little out of place, a little short, almost as tall as a regular human, but not quite. And you look down at its feet, but you don't see feet. You see hooves. And you see it starting to leave. What do you want to do?
Did not know that there were so many druids around here. Although he does not look like a druid. He has hooves, but a human top. And I point him out to the rest of the group. He's also not drinking.
They don't look druid.
Well, all the people turning into animals. Are-
Whoa, man. Is that a satyr?
Yes, it is.
Satyrs.
Holy Santankerous satyrs. I think he's making everybody get all funny, honey.
Well, should we make him stop?
Yo, satyr bro, hold up. And Swampy's going to run at him.
All right, satyr turns around, sees you looking at him, and makes a mad dash. Let's see, can you roll... an athletics check or acrobatics check?
Swampy would prefer to roll acrobatics.
All right.
That's a 16 from Swampy, man.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So as soon as it starts booking it, you're able to quickly reach for the back of it, the back of his coat, and you're able to apprehend him fairly quickly.
Hey, what's the big idea, Satyr bro? I just wanted to have a word with you, man.
What would you like to know?
You know, why are you dipping out of here when everybody's turning into animals? Shouldn't you be, like, really excited and stuff?
I could be, but, look, I'll be straight with you. I'm going to level with you. Mind if I level with you?
Swampy would appreciate that.
Okay, sure. See, I have this magical item, and in exchange, I will offer it to you if you can find out who really cast the spell.
Swampy likes a challenge.
Okay, all right. So, let me do that for you. Mind if I can do that for you?
Absolutely, man.
You know, can you roll me an insight check?
Absolutely.
Mal is slowly making her way over there.
Okay.
That's a natural one from Swampy. He totally loves this satyr, bro.
Okay. And my man rolled a 21.
Oh my god.
So he's opening up his coat and you see him reaching in like, and he's getting ready to pull something out. And then all of a sudden he wiggles his way out of the coat and he just takes off running into the forest.
Oh, he got me with the coat trick.
All right, Mal, what do you want to do?
What should I do? Seeing that he just tried to trick my friend here,
there was no trying. He definitely got me.
I think mission accomplished.
This is true. I think just because I can, I will pull out this little crystal and look at it and be, chase him and cast Guiding Bolt.
Okay. All right.
So that would be a 22 to hit.
22 to hit. It misses.
Oh my god.
Oh, this satyr is not what he seems at all. So
Gursk sees everybody trying to get this guy, and Gursk bolts after him.
Okay.
Tries to wrap around his legs to stop him.
Okay. By this point, he's probably about 40 feet away from Swampy.
All right, I got a movement of 40, so that'll close the distance pretty far. And can I jump the rest of the way and try to tackle him?
Do an athletics check or athletics check. You're leaping.
Wouldn't that be acrobatics for leaping? Just saying. I'll do whatever.
Yeah, go for it, dude.
Okay, acrobatics, got it. All right, I rolled 17.
Okay, my man rolled an 18. And as soon as you do, in front of you, the guy's there. And then all of a sudden, the next instance, he disappears.
Ah, he's so quick. There you go.
He cast invisibility. All right, so then next, once that happens, immediately Gursk and Mal and, well, pretty much everybody else, you all turn around, you take a look at the town, and people just start to panic. Everyone's flipping out. They're like, you know, Mom, what's going on? And then Mom's turning into a giant ape. It's like, Daddy, Daddy, what's going on? And again, everyone's just changing into all these different animals.
You didn't slip me any mushrooms, did you, Swampy?
No, man, you got to pay for those.
Things are changing. What's going on?
I don't know, but...
Yeah, at that point, you hear in the back, Swampy! Swampy, is that you?
Oh, it sure is, man.
Roland Parker, I'm this town's mayor now. Can you believe it?
I sure can't, Roland. Boy, if they ever heard the stories I got on you, you'd be canceled faster than, you
2020.
Know, 2020.
2021, folks.
Well, here's what's going on. It's something to do with this ale. Now, this ale has been around for the past 100 years. And this time, not sure what's going on, but I think it has something to do with the distillery outside of town. And I got to pause the game here. The one issue I do have with this adventure is that we're talking about ale and we're going to a distillery. As opposed to
a brewery.
Yeah. That's the only hang up I have with this adventure. Other than that, I think it's an awesome story. I've read it through and I'm like, oh, this is going to be a lot of fun. Okay.
Yeah, maybe that's some problem with the ale.
They happen to get the D&D podcast that also likes craft beer.
Yes, this is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So we're on par. Okay. Time in. So I think what needs to happen is you go and investigate that distillery, brewery, and I will offer each of you 500 gold. What do you say to that?
Holy cat's pajamas, man.
How many pies can that buy?
Son, that can provide a lot of pies for you. Two consumes.
Hey, yeah, it'd be a pie.
Hey, say, Roland, that satyr bro that got away, he mentioned something about a magical item. That wouldn't have done this, would it?
Damn it. Hold on.
He was a satyr bro. He said, see you later, bro.
Sorry, I've been thinking about that for a while now.
It's okay. You can let it out now. It's 2021.
It's 2021. Yeah. I can do what I want.
Okay. Unfortunately, that's something I have no clue about.
All right, Roland. Well, I think me and my troop of friends here are on the case. Swampy away! And then I'm going to start heading to the brewery.
Excellent. And so advancing the story along. Now, what's supposed to happen is the journey to the distillery, brewery, there's supposed to be a lot of encounters here. Getting to there's a bit of a holdup. There's a fence that's actually pretty crazy. It is, let me see what is here. I'll read this part of the travel portion. It is clear upon a, hold on, no. Did I do that right? Yeah, I did. Yeah. Okay. There's supposed to be this elongated fence, this crazy, stupid, long fence, and you're supposed to be able to get through it, and you do, and there's stuff in the woods that's supposed to come and get you, yada, yada. Okay, everybody roll, you know what, I'm feeling generous. Roll 1d12.
Okay.
That'd be a 7 for Swampy.
Nice. That's a 5 for Archibald.
I got a 7 as well.
I got a 4 for Gursk.
Mal got a 12.
Oh my god.
You can't keep rolling. Hey. Just do the first one. 2021, folks. Kitty, what'd you get?
No, it kept falling. She it kept falling over.
Yeah.
she got mad.
She got mad. Got it.
While we're waiting for Spook Whisper Toes, Archibald just kind of leans over to the other Dragonborn in the group. And he's like, is 500 gold pieces a lot? I'm not sure.
What a bastard.
Well, Swampy's got 7. So I think 500 is more than 7.
Hey, do y'all hear that?
The sound of Swampy not being wrong.
No, the vent.
Yes.
What? It's bathroom or it's a beer break time?
Yeah, you hear the vent?
If it means we can have a beer break, then yes, I do.
I just cracked another twisted tea, so.
So, all right, beer break.
Yay, beer break.
Yay.
Appropriate. We just got to the brewery. Distillery. For beer.
Distillery.
Brewery. Distillery. The alcoholery. There we go.
The alcoholery. There you go. You know, it's illegal to it's legal to brew your own beer and to make your own wine, but it's illegal to distill your own alcohol.
It's pretty whack.
And the only reason for that is because apparently when they flipped the whole, you know, a prohibition law or whatever, is that when they wrote it, they just added on there, it's okay to brew, for example, wine. And so that people took that in literal terms and they said, okay, we can only make wine legally, you know, on our own. So it took all the way from that time to Jimmy Carter. And Jimmy Carter was like, you know what? We got to add beer on here because a lot of people are getting arrested for trying to brew their own stuff, blah, blah, blah. And so they added beer on there and then they left out like distilling other source. That's why moonshining is still illegal in a lot of places.
Can you imagine, though, how many, like, douchey small batch liquors there would be if anybody could just, you know, make their own beer and, or their own liquors?
Yeah.
It's not illegal in Oregon.
I mean, how do you think Mountain Dew came to be a thing?
Yeah, there you go.
Right. And funny enough,
low emissions radioactive isotope.
Here's the best part about the whole thing.
In Oregon, it's not illegal. You just can't distribute it without a license.
Nice. And here's the thing, though. The fun part is it's legal to have a distillery to distill water, but you just can't make alcohol with it. And a lot of people think it's only because of, like, you know, you'll blow up or, you know, there's so many illegal ingredients you can put in there. I was like, no, that's not it at all. It's just that it's not in the written law of, like, it's okay to do.
Yeah, letter of the law, one out.
Yeah, exactly. True story. And I don't need a beer. I have scotch and beer right now.
Ooh.
And a bourbon?
I do not have a bourbon. I'm waiting for you to get here to have a bourbon.
Working on it.
Yeah, cool. Cool. If it's all right, I guess I'll keep going with that. Is that all right? Or
yeah.
Yes, let the play commence.
Okay. So hopefully this won't be too bad. If it gets too bad, I can obviously fix it in post. Here. It is clear upon approaching the entrance to the distillery that the years have not been kind to this building. Vines and moss stretch and wind around the stone. There are a few stained glass windows around the cylindrical tower, but they have all cracked or shattered. 3 statues sit at the top of the tower. You stand before a large closed wooden door. It is painted black and does not appear to be inviting. Now I have that song in my head. What do y'all want to do?
Wait, so this is a brewing village and their brewing house is completely run down.
Are you asking or telling?
I am asking.
Oh.
Kind of rhetorically.
In that case, let's roll history.
Can do. What will 17 do for me?
Jack Squat. No, just kidding. Hold on. Let me see here. With a 17, you do recall the logo that you saw on the beer caskets back at the town, and you see that same logo here in this distillery. You do recall that that's a bit of an ancient one, definitely over like 100 years old. And so you definitely smell something fucky here.
Funky?
Fucky.
Fucky.
Oh.
No N.
Funky.
Okay.
Or rather, replace the N with a C.
Fooky? 2021.
Does anybody want to go in?
You first, Grick.
It's Gersk.
Chris.
Bunch of R's. It's Urs.
Gersk.
It's Urs. We
see Gurk.
Yeah, it's a bunch of R's. You said, how many R's? R's.
Well, you threw an S in there, too.
Gersk. Bunch of R's together. Ursk. You guys don't know how to speak Goblin.
No. I speak many languages, but Gobble Bobble is not one of them.
Maybe some more of those mushrooms will help you out.
Whoa, I never thought about that, man.
All right. I'm going in.
All right.
Use some stealth going in, though.
Roll that stealth.
Okay.
As everyone's arguing, Spook is going to be walking in.
All right, I got 25.
With a 25, you are stealthy.
All right, I'm going in. Stealthy.
Okay, you go in stealthy, and let me see. Spook just walks right on in. You're at the ground floor. This looks like a standard entryway with 20-foot vaulted ceilings. There are three paintings hanging on the walls. One shows an old yet handsome human male hanging in the center. To the left, you see a painting of an elegant, elvish-looking woman holding a goblet. To the right is a painting of the distillery as it once looked. The stone facade is smooth and untarnished, and the stained glass windows depict humans drinking ale. Congratulations, you are now in your first puzzle.
We all know what happens the last time I had a stained glass puzzle.
You done fucked it up.
He made it better.
He made it into a puzzle piece.
He 2021 that shit.
So real quick for everybody that's still outside. Well, I haven't heard any screams of terror yet, so let's go on in.
Archibald is just like preparing his own cup of tea as he's going in. This is how he prepares for any encounter. And so he's using prestidigitation just to heat up a cup in his hand. So he's got the tea ready to go.
Nice.
Mal is looking at the statues. Can she see what they are?
Yeah. Roll me a perception check.
That is a 16.
With a 16, they are stony statues. Mm.
I could get down with some stony statues.
Mal will continue staring for a moment and then realize everyone has left and be like, sorry, and slowly walk through the door.
Archibald's just kind of sipping on what it smells like Earl Grey and is looking around just going, you know, I'm more of a spirits person myself. Doesn't proceed to investigate anything.
I'm going to look at this other dragonborn and just say, if I still had eyes, I'd be rolling them.
Wait, man, where'd your eyes go?
I replaced them with machinery. They were ineffective.
Whatever you say. Also, if it wasn't apparent to anybody, I forgot to mention Swampy's race. He is, of course, a high elf.
How high, elf?
I was waiting for it. How high is he?
As high as the situation calls. Well, Swampy's going to head over to one of these statues and try to...
Oh, no. The statues are on top of the tower. They're way up there.
Oh,
Yeah. Now, okay, I'll go back and I'll read over what you see in this first room. Everyone else walking in, you see three paintings hanging on the walls. One of them shows an old yet handsome human male hanging in the center. To the left, you see a painting of an elegant, elvish-looking woman holding a goblet. Yes. To the right, you see a painting of the distillery as it once looked.
Maybe we need to pour a drink, friends. You know, Archibald, you've got that tea. What happens if you take a sip of it in front of these paintings?
Oh, well, let's find out. And I just immediately imbibe.
All right. Let's see. Rolled a constitution save throw.
Oh. That is... okay. That's a 16. No, sorry, 17.
17. Okay. And... see, Swampy, what is your spell save throw? Gavin, you there?
Yeah, sorry, man. Had to say goodbye to my lady friend as she left for work.
Oh, wait, guys, 1, 2, 3. Oh.
Have fun. All right,
so we're making con saves.
Spell. He's making a con save. You're doing. What's your spell save? Your spell save.
Got a 14.
14. Okay, so he does save. Okay, so you do save on the drunkenness. Roll a. Let's see, Archibald. Roll a dexterity saving throw at disadvantage.
Oh God.
All right, here we go. Oh shit. I rolled a 9 and then a 6.
nice.
That was dexterity, so it's an 8.
8. Okay, with an 8, you're able to hold your own with the liquor. However, in doing so, you kind of stumble, you kind of trip over your own feet, and you reach out for the painting with the elvish-looking woman on there and knock it over.
Ah.
Now, doing so, you notice behind the elvish-looking woman, the painting there, you notice that there is a bronze goblet.
I will take the bronze goblet using mage hand.
And most importantly, so that, just so I understand, because you said I like held my liquor well enough, but are you saying liquor as in the tea that I had, or I'm a little confused?
Oh no, I thought that you took some of the liquor from Swampy.
It's magical fantasy physics. We're just gonna say,
let's just say Swampy Irished up my tea.
You got magical.
Whoa, Swampy doesn't drug people without their knowing. That wouldn't be very 2021 of him.
2020, yes.
Yes. Archibald, face just kind of goes red real quick because, he's spilled a little bit of the tea and he's that, this greatly upsets him. He's just, it's fine. It's fine. Okay. Okay. The goblet. Yes, you've got the goblet.
And let's see. Gursk.
Ah.
Can you roll a history check?
Yeah, I can. 15. Yes.
Wow. Wow. Okay. All right. With the 15, you know that you've been a goblin for your entire life, right? You've been in and out of different jobs,
Some would say that. You've seen some stuff. I'm a goblin, I know. Yeah. I chose it. It didn't choose me.
Yeah, and so with that, you have been part of different obstacles, you'd say, or different encounters. You've seen quite a different set of traps and puzzles and,
grew up on the street.
And you remember that goblets could be used as keys to a puzzle.
Oh, I was going to say piss buckets, but yeah.
That too.
They can be used as keys. Hey, guys, no, just thinking. This goblet can be used. There's a bunch of uses, but the one I'm thinking of now
is poop. Is a
key.
Oh, key.
Key.
Is there something that needs to be unlocked, man?
Yeah. We have to find that, though. I don't know what it is.
Mm.
Yeah, but it could be a key.
Hmm.
Does it look like there's anywhere to set the goblet?
I'm going to examine the painting of the brewery.
Let's look behind the paintings, too. Because didn't we find the key goblet behind the one painting?
That you did.
I'm just a simple monk goblin trying to make my way through this tough world.
Well, we'll check the other paintings then.
I'm a goblin girl in a goblin
world. Does the portrait of the old man have, by perchance, does he have empty hands? Is there an implication that he could be holding a goblet?
No, you just kind of see him standing there in this JFK arms, crossed amongst each other, kind of pose, looking down.
Where is he looking?
At his crotch, kind of. That's what it looks like to you.
He's looking at his own crotch?
That's what it looks like to you. Everyone interprets it differently. Let's see. Vorin, you see the tower as it once was. It's very elegant, very nice, clean lines. All the windows are intact. The fields have all kinds of different types of plants, like barley, one of wheat, one of just different types.
Okay.
Statues on top of the tower?
Yes, there are. Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Can you say hi, Connor?
Hi.
Hello. Hey, what's up, Connor? How you doing?
Can you say good?
Good.
All right, buddy. Now get to bed. Go on.
Nice Dungeons & Dragons.
Thank you. Go to sleep. Get out of here. Come on.
Is that the can you keep it down, kid?
That's the keep it down, kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. That's it.
Good man. Keep it down. The painting guy was looking at his crotch.
All right. So, yeah, Vorin, you see the tower as it once was. You know what? I think there's a delay with Kitty's connection.
Yes, there is.
It's, yeah. It's kind of funny.
It's actually really adding to the character.
She's just completely spaced out and just like
laughing at thin air.
Yeah.
2021.
2021.
I'm still in 2020.
Nice. Wow. Wait, Kitty, is that you?
Apparently, all my headsets suck.
No, that one sounds great. What are you using?
Yeah, the one you're on now is really good.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Just my phone.
Oh.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, your audio quality went up like 1,000%.
Crystal clear.
Yeah, I know. Thanks, LG. Fuck everyone else. Hey.
Not all right. Sponsor.
Yeah, not our sponsor yet.
Yes. Ooh.
But you could be LG.
Could be LG.
Is life good? You could make it so.
Okay, right. So back to the story. What is everyone doing with the paintings?
We're going to look behind him.
I'm examining this guy's crotch because he seems to be looking at his own crotch.
Okay.
Spook is staring at a picture.
Spook is staring at the picture. Got it. Which picture?
Yeah, I don't know which one. One do you think he could stare at?
Spook could actually be staring at the guy with staring at his crotch. You can look behind the picture. And in doing so, you find a wand of drunkenness.
Ooh, yeah. Spook starts to play with it, like twirling it around in the air and then hopping and skipping around.
Okay. If that's the case, then Mal, can you do a constitution saving throw?
Sure. It's a 10.
You are now feeling a little... No, you are feeling very buzzed.
Ooh.
Whoa, Spook. How about we calm it down with the skipping and the pointing of that stick over there?
You have you have disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks.
Wow.
And wow.
Let's see. I'll roll a 1d4. You are drunk for 4 hours.
Okay.
It's a shame you're not a master of drunken fist.
Oh, that's true.
We could have really used that. While everybody's jabbing at the monk, I'm going to cast Identify on this goblet.
You can cast Identify on the goblet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Casting Identify. You can tell it's a bronze goblet. And that's what you detect.
So it has no magic properties?
Nope.
Just a goblet?
Yep.
Or a piss bucket.
What does Swampy find behind the painting of the distillery?
Stairs going up.
Whoa, guys, I found some stairs.
Ooh. Hey, stare back at them.
No. We got to walk up the stairs. We can put the goblet up there on the statue, man.
Which set of stairs?
The ones behind this painting.
And the ones going up.
I'm going to point at the stairs that I've revealed.
Multiple sets of stairs.
Archibald is already going up the stairs.
What about this other painting? Should we examine this one before we leave?
No, I'm going to just rip the painting off the wall and bust my knee through it.
Nice. Okay,
Swampy,
so...
away! Up the stairs.
No stonework in this episode.
Nice to be honest, I was more interested in the fascination Gursk had with the old man's crotch.
Well, he's looking at it, and I figure that maybe I should look at it, too. And he seems important.
It must have been a snazzy buckle. Anyway, let's proceed.
Try to examine it.
Indeed.
And Gursk, can you quickly roll me an investigation? Oh, no. Let's go with perception check.
Okay. 11.
11. You feel something on the floor as you're staring at his crotch.
Wow, look down on the floor.
And you pull back this little mat that's on there, more like a rug, I guess. And you notice that there are three holes. And with an 11, you can tell those are goblet-sized holes.
Oh, hey, look, everybody. I found holes in the ground.
Nobody's around you. They're all upstairs. Okay.
I yell
first
for
floor. Or excuse me, let me see the first floor that you're going up. Everyone walks in, plus chairs are gathered into groups in this cozy sitting room. Wow, it actually says sitting room room. Cool. Each is lined with a deep red and green velvet. Golden side tables sit beside many of the chairs, and a decorative rug rests beneath. A thick layer of dust covers everything. And across the other way, you see a set of stairs leading up.
Swampy's going to go up the less fancy stairs.
Okay. Swampy goes up some stairs into the next floor. A long, ornate table is set in the center of this room. The table is fully set with fine dishes, silverware, and goblets. Above hangs what is left of an ornate chandelier from its vaulted ceilings. While nothing is damaged on the table, a thick layer of dust and cobwebs have settled in.
I bet Girk would look really cool swinging from this chandelier.
All right. It's Kursk!
Roll an acrobatics check.
What? No, I'm not even up there. I haven't made it up there yet, have I?
Have you?
I don't know.
Okay. You tell me, dude. What do you want to do?
Sure, I'm with the group. I'll see if I can swing from it.
50 seconds later.
Oh, man. 25.
With the 25, you jump right on the chandelier, and you're just twirling and whirling as it is going back and forth.
You're right, Swampy. This is great.
Gersk, that's dope, man.
This is awesome. I can do this all day.
And what's everyone else did? Archibald, can you roll me an investigation check?
Yep. And, Archibald basically kind of scans around, but he was thoroughly, like, eyes locked, head on a swivel, watching this goblin swing around in a chandelier, just like casting webs everywhere. Oh, wow. And he's just still drinking, finishes his tea. He's like, I suppose I should help. That was an investigation, was it?
Yes.
Okay, that's a 10.
A 10 total. You see many dishes at the ornate table there. Yeah, that's about all you see.
Are they nice plates?
Plates. You do notice a lot of goblets.
I'm going to assist him with this investigation.
Okay, roll an advantage.
Still 10.
Natural 20. All right, you can
see. Oh, sweet roll.
That's what I heard. I don't know, guys. Did you hear that?
Same thing.
So. It's a certain distinct sound.
Yeah. Natural 20. Man, this bad audio.
Natural 20.
Yeah, you can hear it in his voice.
Yeah. Yeah, roll two 10s. That's 20. All right, that works.
There we go.
All right. Sound logic. I love it.
2021. Oh, yeah. All right. With the natural 20, you can definitely see all the goblets there, but there's one distinct one that is very different from the rest. What do you want to do?
I look at it, and for a moment, I adopt a completely different accent, and I say, "That looks like the cup of a carpenter."
You have chosen wisely.
All right.
So wait a minute, man. Is that the goblet from the painting?
You pick up the goblet and it's covered in dust and just time. You go to wipe it and you see gold on the other side of all that soot. All that nastiness.
I may, you know, I think I rather like this. I might add this to my collection.
Hey, so down on the first floor, I forgot to tell you guys, there's three holes in the ground that look like they could fit some goblets or something.
You want me to get my goblet? I just got this.
Well, you can take it if we can retrieve it later, man. We just might need it for a little bit.
Yeah, that's what they all say. And then the next thing you know, it turns into a dragon, and I never get anything that I like back.
Well, I've got something you'll like. I've got this mushroom here. I just grew it. It's my newest strain. you know, I bet if you take this, you'll have a great time. Goblet or no goblet.
Is it called warp speed?
Absolutely.
All right. Okay, so then after getting the goblet, all of a sudden some of the stones on the back side of the wall recede, and it opens up another set of stairs going up.
Whoa, next level, guys.
Spook's already running up the stairs.
Okay, Spook runs up the stairs, and Spook, you see 8 desks, all of them spread out. What do you want to do?
Hops on the nearest desk.
Okay. When you do... let
me roll see death saves.
Spook in there.
Roll new character stats.
Yes.
It's good news, bad news scenario.
Does a 18 hit you?
Yes.
The desk opens up its mouth and chomps down on you.
Fucking desk
mimic.
4. Let's see, that's going to be 4 damage plus another 4 acid damage as well.
Yeah. Spook gets away as best as possible.
Gursk immediately leaps down from the chandelier and runs up the stairs to see what the problem is.
Okay.
I'll run after Gursk.
Okay.
I'll run after Swampy.
Okay. And so that leaves Mal back in the sitting room room.
The sitting room room.
All by himself.
All right. So let me do it this way. Everybody roll another D12.
Archibald rolls a 2.
So did Gursk.
I got a symmetrical 11.
Okay. I got a 2 as well.
Okay, that's how much hit points everyone lost defeating the mimic.
Whoa.
Woohoo.
What a fight.
Hey, Gursk is awesome.
Take that.
Stupid desk mimic.
You know what sucks? I forgot to add the other set of D12s I had y'all roll for the for the hit points of going through.
You're all deduct that still. I remember it was a 7. Ouch, Swampy's at 41 hit points.
Okay, so you defeat that guy, and what's supposed to happen next is that then... Ooh, no, actually, I'm going to stay quiet now. I'm going to put this on rails just a touch. Everyone heads back down to where Mal is. And as soon as you do, that means you have the bronze goblet from the main floor, the gold goblet from the other floor. Mal, when you see everyone coming back down, you notice this glowing thing. Can you roll an arcana check?
Yeah, 16.
Damn, okay, that passes. You notice this silver goblet. It just starts glowing brightly. With a 16, you know that you realize that whenever the other two goblets are in the same room together in this room, it shows you exactly where the silver goblet is. You didn't see it before, but then as soon as you see them walking out, it slowly starts to come into a clear picture, and then it just starts glowing the closer that they get down the stairs. What do you want to do?
I will make my way over to it and start trying to grab it.
And
since I'm seeing double, it might take me a few tries.
All right, roll dexterity save. No, just kidding. You grab it. You have it. So when everybody walks down, you're holding it around like Lucille Ball with, what was it, that tonic, whatever, that she was drinking. Hey, guys.
Do you need a third?
Whoa, 3 goblets, 3 holes.
3 holes? Where?
I believe on the ground floor, man.
Yeah, that guy found the 3 goblet holes down on the, yeah, and the guy who was looking at his junk.
Oh.
Underneath that was these three holes.
Under his junk.
No.
3
no.
holes under his junk.
Oh, jeez, what kind of mess is that?
Nah, no. Only goblets have that.
2021.
2021 is having 3 holes below the junk.
No, underneath the whole painting. At the bottom of the floor, I moved this rug thingy out of the way, and there's these 3 holes.
And so everyone's still talking as this is going on and walking down.
you place the goblets in their respective holes, and a narrow set of stairs going down opens up. Then you walk down a narrow hallway, and you approach this large stone door. The door has a shelf carved into the center of it with the text written below. It's written in this crazy effed up language. Let's see. What languages does everybody speak?
Swampy speaks a litany of languages. He speaks Common, Elvish, Draconic, Sylvan, and Druidic.
Perfect. Then you see the everything written in Sylvan. It says silver, bronze, gold. These are worthy to hold the liquid that will flow. Then forward you may go. Congratulations, you're at the next puzzle.
All right. Anybody have any copper pieces? I've got some silver and I've got some gold.
I only carry gold on me. I don't have time for those lesser coins.
Do you need help carrying that?
Let's get heavy. Silver, bronze, gold. These are worthy to hold. What was the second part?
Wait. Are the goblets different?
Yes, they're bronze, gold, and silver.
Well, there we go.
I have 15 gold.
Hold on. I think it has to do with the goblets, not the actual metal itself.
I can also read Sylvan, so I would be able to read it.
Silver, bronze, gold, these are worthy to hold. The liquid that will flow, then forward you may go.
Liquid from the cups?
I think we got to pee in them?
I don't think we got to pee in them, Gursk.
Oh, wow.
Pour out.
Okay.
We need to find some liquid, or we need to pour some ale or something in there, or find some ale to pour in there.
So do we still have these goblets in our possession, or are they still in the holes?
Beer.
Yeah, are we in a brewery?
Oh, it's a distillery, but who's keeping count?
Those of us who like beer.
And themselves.
I'm leaving it up, at this point, I'm leaving the translation up to y'all. Do y'all still have the goblets, or do you just leave them behind?
Swampy will head back to try to take the goblets and see if the entryway disappears.
Archibald definitely would like to reclaim his bronze goblet.
Okay.
You had the gold one, I had the bronze.
I said... Very well. I'll take the gold.
All right. Swampy, you take the goblets and the passageway remains open.
Well, I'll go head back upstairs. Guys, I got the goblets again.
Perfect.
Fantastic.
Okay, so, got it. So, go ahead.
The liquid that will flow. We need to find some liquid.
Well, here, first let me pass these out. I'll give the gold one to Archibald.
Thank you,
Gursk, would you like to hold a goblet?
Yeah, that sounds like a really good idea.
Do you want a silver or a bronze one?
Silver.
Here you go.
I squirrel it away into my pouch.
Mal or Spook, do you want to... hold the last one here.
Spook holds his hands up like a toddler wanting his sippy cup.
All right, here you go. This can't be a bad idea.
So you hold them up. You hold up the cups, the goblets.
Have a toast.
Yes.
With what? Wait a minute.
Just clink the glasses.
Hang on. Do you
hold
still
on? You clink the glasses, and let me see here. Nothing happens.
Son of a bitch.
We need beer.
Spook, do you still have the drunken wand?
Beer. Yeah.
Do we still have beer? Is there any beer? We need beer in these goblets.
Yes, Spook.
Are we in a brewery distillery?
A rundown.
In a brewery distillery / gastro bistro, yes.
/ B&B. Got it.
This place has everything.
Some fucking hipster trendy hole in the wall shit.
Literally. I'm pretty sure there were some holes in the wall we could have walked through to get in here.
IPAs as far as the eye can see.
You know what? Now you're just being hurtful.
And twirly mustaches. God. Wow. Natural twirly mustaches light. Everywhere.
I have a twirly mustache.
PBR.
Get the fucking orange slices.
Sips twisted
tea. We don't allow that kind of violence around here.
So then everybody looks over at Archibald with his tea.
Archibald, what? Can you make some tea and put it in the goblets?
Can I?
And immediately gets to work. Just like, you've never seen this dragon wannabe elf rich kid just make tea faster or more excitedly.
Spook starts to absentmindedly wave the wand.
Going to teach that goblin some manners if it kills him.
All right, Gursk, can you roll a constitution saving throw?
I can. Let me see. 7.
With a 7, you are now drunk.
Excellent.
So, for the next 2 hours, you have disadvantage on all attack rolls and ability checks.
I do not accept.
Not a choice. She was trolling. Okay, yeah. She was trolling around the wand.
I am going to seize the wand from the little fiend.
Spook pouts, but accepts what has happened because he's used to it.
Okay.
All right, everyone. I need to see your glasses.
We don't have any glasses.
Yeah, your goblets. Goblet.
Oh, goblets.
Give
yeah.
The cups.
Piss buckets, Gertz.
Yeah.
Piss goblets.
Now yeah, you're on board, Swampy.
Clearly. Speak clearly.
Did apple they juice, anyone?
Buzzing.
Breed a thesaurus.
Thesaurus?
I look like Mountain Dew.
You must be dehydrated.
So I'm going to test a theory of mine, and I'm going to clink the wand of drunkenness on each of the goblets.
And nothing happens.
Some theory.
I don't think goblets can be drunk.
All right, what about the tea?
Oh my goodness. I'm sorry, flashbacks to my 20s. Okay, so anyway... Let me read this little box again. After walking down a narrow hallway, you approach a large stone door. The door has a shelf carved into the center of it with text written below. And then that was the silver, bronze,
gold. The goblets on the shelves. Wow.
Yeah.
We're like, well, what if we do the clink with the glasses? What if we tap it with the wand? We just had to put it on the shelf the whole fucking time. Okay.
Swampy, as soon as you do, the door miraculously opens.
Oh my. Whoa, guys, we did it. Yeah.
Yay, silver, and bronze, and gold. I just want to go home.
Archibald, I'm sorry about the waste of the tea, friend.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Oh, well, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay, the doors open, and there's just this long, dark hall. Anyone have dark vision?
Yes.
Of course, Swampy has dark vision.
Okay, so from here on out, anybody without dark vision needs a source of light.
Swampy's mushrooms will light up your world.
I mean, that's actually.
I flick a lever that is on my left prosthetic arm, and a flashlight comes out.
Nice.
Pretty nice.
So it sounds like you're the only one. Great. So then when you open the door, you see, you see another set of winding stairs that totals 50 steps leading down. At the bottom, you walk down another hallway until you enter a large chamber, which is actually about twice the size of the rest of the tower that you've been in, all the other rooms. So this is a 60 by 120 foot room. There appears to be 8 very large brew kettles, 4 on each side. And everyone notices that the hallway and the chamber are smooth and clean. In the middle of the room stands a woman. She slowly turns to all of you and smiles. She has cat-like eyes, very sharp features, and very long hair. Just a quick glance, it's very hard to tell if the hair is white or platinum blonde. She looks rather elfish, but not quite an elf.
An Eladrin, perhaps?
Nothing specific might suggest that. You're not really sure.
Does she look like the woman in the portrait outside? That was... You know, broken?
She does not. She smiles very broadly. Ah, I see you have finally arrived. You all have proven yourselves quite worthy. I'm impressed. You came through much quicker than the last bunch. What can I do you for?
Do you know why that wacky ale turned everybody in the town into animals?
Yes, I do. Who are you?
I am Swampy, the greatest mushroom maker in all the lands.
Are you a god?
Pretty much, if you ask, people who buy my product.
Oh, excellent. So then you're worthy enough to let me tell you. Quite honestly, I am enjoying my stay here on this plane of existence.
Oh, well, we'd like it if you left.
Not personal.
Nothing personal. We just, we got a lot of cash riding on you leaving.
An extra plane of existence. Hang on, wait.
All right, roll a persuasion check.
That was super persuasive. Get the fuck out of here, God. So I can get paid.
Give her some shrooms as a parting gift.
Dice where your mouth is.
Ah, son of a bitch.
Natural 20.
Well, there was a 2 involved. Yeah, just a 2, though. Just a 2.
20.
But
20?
22.
You certainly say it's weird.
Did y'all hear a dank 20?
I heard
a dank 20. Yeah. Dank 20.
And then a proficiency bonus.
Dank 20.
Dank 20 from the dank caster.
Yeah, you say 20 weird, but...
Here, let me give you some of these mushrooms as a parting gift.
Canadian? Oh, forgive him.
She reaches out with her very elongated fingers. They look kind of bony and very just liquefied, honestly. Thank you. I will much appreciate these mushrooms. And, I like you. You're different from all the other ones. Yes, I think I will depart. That's because my time here is finished.
Swampy frequently experiences life on a different frequency.
Absolutely. I can see why you are a god in this realm. I will go ahead and depart this plane. Thank you.
Bye-bye, weird, creepy lady. Away!
You guys should have experienced life from up on that chandelier. That thing was pretty cool.
She smiles broadly and just slowly clasps her hands over the shrooms and poof, disappears.
Who knew drugs would be the savior of today?
Well,
say yes to drugs.
No, I believe I will take up that offer for the shrooms from before.
Ah, everybody have a shroom. I'm just going to start passing them out to everyone.
Okay.
Oh, Spook reaches for a shroom.
All right. Does everyone take the shrooms?
I put it in my pouch. I don't actually imbibe.
Deep Purple starts playing in the background.
I do not inhale.
Like sunflower seeds.
All right. Everybody roll a constitution saving throw, except for Gursk.
Oh, shit.
I don't imbibe either.
Yeah. It's too late. I think Mal is sitting here trying to figure out where the person went because she's like, wait, there is person. What?
Swampy got an 8.
Person. Through what?
Okay, just take this. Just swallow it. It's all right.
So make you feel better.
Luckily.
That was a constitution save?
Yep.
Yes.
Luckily, I have like a +6 constitution saving throw modifier because I rolled a 3.
Okay.
We got a 17.
Very well.
All right. So then everybody except Gursk notices that the walls and the ceiling begin to drip.
Oh, yeah, man.
And
What's happening?
Gursk, you notice 4 ochre jellies begin to start descending on the team.
Whoa.
Oh, hey, guys.
I think we should just get out of here. Let's leave those bros be.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah, let's go.
Swampy, away!
Alrighty. So, long story short, you all go back, and huzzah, you're able... You actually find a bracelet. It just clanks on the floor as you're leaving.
I'm sure that's perfect. Just a random bracelet drops from the sky as we're all tripping.
Swampy, can you roll an arcana check?
Absolutely.
Archibald is just holding a cup of tea in the air, waiting to catch anything else that might fall.
Well, that's another natural 1 from Swampy.
Wow, you're really...
Is that a dank 20?
That was a
2021. That's what I heard.
2021.
A naturally dank 21.
Naturally. And with a naturally dank 21, you notice that this bracelet has a pair of goblets on the top of it.
Whoa, guys, this has got some goblets on it. I bet it's super duper magical. Who wants it?
I could always add more to my collection.
I'm going to give it to Gursk.
Gursk.
Yay!
Yeah. All right, so yeah, let me put this thing on.
While this is all going on, Gursk, you have it on, and your head is clear.
God, I'm totally sober. I'm totally sober.
And you notice that you can immediately tell that this wand actually has the seeming spell attached to it.
What's a seeming spell? I don't know what that is. Hey, guys, what's a seeming spell?
This spell allows you to change the appearance of any number of creatures that you can see within range. You give each target you choose a new illusory appearance. An unwilling target can make it a charisma saving throw. Now, the spell disguises physical appearances as well as clothing, armor, weapons, blah, 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 blah. So as you're walking back to the village, you notice that everyone's still freaking out, but everyone's still human. They just appear to everyone else like animals.
This is cool. Hey, who has the wand right now?
I do.
Oh, you should turn Swampy into a mushroom. Everybody's going to think he's a mushroom.
I'd be okay with that.
That's okay.
Well, as long as you're okay with it, and I'm going to turn him into a mushroom.
Okay. Swampy, can you please roll a constitution saving throw? At advantage.
Swampy rolls a 14.
At advantage?
Yes.
And with that, you don't feel a thing. You're so stoned out of your gourd.
I've become the mushroom.
The effects of the wand are ineffective to you at this point. You are high.
Okay, so Gurs, why did I just do that?
So, Warren, I guess what happens is it doesn't actually change people, but that's how other people see them. So everybody else sees Swampy as a mushroom, even though he's not really a mushroom.
Oh, it's a seeming wand.
It just seems like I'm a mushroom.
I don't know what it did. I did. So you should probably change everybody back.
All right. Well, then just give me one moment. I'm going to open up my quarterstaff and insert the wand into the slot. And that has officially become my firearm.
Hold on. And I renamed me. There, I fixed it.
I am going to use this tinkered up seeming wand to revert everybody's illusion.
And nothing happens. You've used up all the charges of the wand.
Son of a bitch.
So giving up, Gursk decides to take off the bracelet and throw it on the floor. As soon as he takes it off, everybody turns back to their human selves.
Aww.
Oh my.
And congratulations, y'all have reached the end of the story.
Woo!
You see the mayor. Hoo-ah! I see everyone's back to normal. Here is your 500 gold.
Whoa.
I still don't know if that's a lot, but thank you, sir.
I'll hold it. I'll hold it for you, Archibald. You're too good to be holding this amount of gold. It's beneath you to do it. I will hold it for you.
Oh, that's very kind of you, but I do love holding gold. It's pretty great. It's
Think it's too heavy for you. It's too heavy for your frail elven frame, I think.
I'm a dragonborn. I wish I was.
They look so similar.
I'm going to buy so many elvish clothes with this money. I think I can. I don't know the value.
Great, thanks. And I'm going to walk down the path and carry on by myself.
All right, guys. Thank you
very
much.
That was good.
Yeah, woo! Yeah.
We got to the end of this one.
I know.
Yeah.
That went by fast.
It was definitely with the help of some dank 21s.
Yes. And 2021s, yeah.
Hey, it's 2021.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
just real quick, I think I need to get some audio from everyone really fast. Everyone's thoughts on this adventure. Marissa, you have the floor.
Really good. Seemed pretty simple. Lots of detail, really cool puzzles. Seems like it would be a good thing, you know, just to go through real quick. But also you can spread it out with roleplay and additional things if you want to sprinkle some things in. So, yeah.
Cool. Kitty?
I thought it was fun, simple. Puzzles weren't too difficult. Easy to understand. Thank you for putting it on rails. I enjoyed interacting with the NPCs. Highly recommend other people to play it.
Excellent. And Alex?
I do love a good puzzle game instead of like a hack and slash, so I kind of wish that I had gone with a more intellectual character instead of an acrobatic goblin monk, but
with an aficionado for piss.
Well, I mean, he's a goblin from the streets, basically. So solving puzzles is not his primary thing. But like I said, I do love like puzzle adventures a whole lot. So this was good. I liked it.
Yeah, you got to bring back Gursk though. Once I do have something else. And Jake.
Surprisingly wholesome. You don't actually get a whole lot of that in campaign. Well, just, you know, most of the stuff that you do pick up, there's always got, you know, stakes, at like major stakes and whatnot. So just having a real simple, pretty straightforward, good for a level 5. I feel like there was definitely a lot more that we didn't get just to be able to keep going with it, but from what we did do, I enjoyed it.
Awesome. And Sean?
Yeah, I mean, following on from whatever everyone else has added on, it's like it's not only good just for the puzzle aspect of it, but for the role play opportunities you can have just in terms of banter and problem solving. Because I feel like for me, half the fun in the puzzle solving is just the byplay between characters as you're going along. Having that and then also interjecting it with encounters that are otherwise in the full version of this one shot, I feel like you get a nice sort of, you know, like ebb and flow of banter, problem solving, and just straight up fights. Also, I have to admit that I got like a flashback from our original Facebook campaign at one point, just when I think it was when the portrait was broken. I was worried that we may have like broken a puzzle, literally. It specifically reminded me of the time Jake decided to eat our lead, which was like a seed. And you had to come up with an entire problem. You had to problem solve it, just like, okay, he just like killed the one lead that continues the story, so now I have to come up with an entire different thing. So when that happened, I was just like low-key kind of shitting myself.
I think that's the standard with us. Something always goes wrong to that point. And luckily we have a good DM that can manage it.
Yes. Yeah, Jake is good.
Everybody, yeah, 1, 2, 3.
Aww. And Gavin, you have the final word.
So this is like a very good evening of D&D. Once you pack the encounters back in at full force, there's tons of opportunity for role play. That's the only weakness to heavy combat adventures, is that there's not a ton of opportunity for roleplay, because everybody's so focused on turn-to-turn mechanics, just trying to keep the pace up. We had, obviously, the more lax version without the encounters, but by the time you at your home table put the encounters back in, it's going to be like the perfect amount of D&D for you. It's got puzzles, it's got intrigue, it's got what would be probably pretty cool fights, some weird, mysterious old lady at the end, who is now addicted to swampy mushrooms.
And, you know, it's got a distillery that's actually a brewery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just love how that you guys got over that. It's like when people get uppity over that one lyric in Hotel California. It's just like, but wine isn't a spirit.
It's not.
It's not.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I did leave out a lot of the action, a lot of the combat. Overall, this was a lovely experience, broken down into an hour and a half, what could have normally easily be 4 hours, if not more, of adventuring and role-playing for sure. That just depends on the group that you're with. Thank you everybody much for hanging out for the 2 hours and, you know, getting ourselves familiar with, prepared for 2021. Gavin, it's fantastic every time you're here, man. All right, everyone. Thank you so much. Everyone have a great night.
Thanks.
You too. Good night, guys.
Bye.
All right. Until next time.
One time my family and I went to like this little wildlife sanctuary that's actually in Victoria. It's about 2 hours away. Mm-hmm. And you feed the kangaroos, like they will come up to you and you can give them food like hand to hand. There was this one point I remember going there when I was a kid, and my oldest brother Pat was like giving food to like the alpha male, which was just, you know, full blown beef cake, right?
I don't remember being there.
So Pat's going to like give this kangaroo some more food, and it gets impatient with him and tries to reach for the bag.
Oh,
and
shit.
Pat like points at it like point blank range and just goes, "No," as sternly as possible. And the kangaroo just decides to punch him in the thigh.
Oh, shit.
And so he's just like, "Oh, Jesus, fine, take it." And it like just gave the kangaroo the bag and it just devoured it immediately.
Wow. So the kangaroo has been trained to beat up humans for food.
Well, I don't think it was a
No, it has. It wasn't. It is now.
Yeah.
Like, see, the trick was he should have had one of those little squirt bottles with him, you know, just spraying.
Back.
Back.
Stupid kangaroo.